You know, it's really about striking the right balance, initiating sensible election security measures to boost confidence, to make sure folks know that the results they're getting are true and accurate, but also getting the results to you in a timely manner. If you have delays, that can erode confidence in the security of the election as well, because it gives those that want to sow indecision and sow conspiracies a chance to attack social media and to sow those seeds of doubt. So again, it's about striking the right balance. The problem is that come the November election, we may be waiting a long time. Last Tuesday, some folks, we saw 16% of the precincts in Macomb County reporting at midnight, 4 hours after the polls had closed. It is a problem that is concerning some clerks, and we want to speak with one of those who is concerned about it, and that's Cindy Berry, the Chesterfield Township clerk. Cindy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Guy.
Tell us why we did see those delays on primary night. What was the change in operations that made that happen in some jurisdictions?
Well, unlike past elections where the results were modemed directly from the machines inside the precincts to the county clerk's website to be then published for the public, this time we actually had to physically drive those sticks into the county offices. Now, ahead of that, we were able to email them PDF files that had some of the results on them as well, and I believe they published those. But all of the ways that people are used to seeing those results, that didn't happen until much later in the evening, and as you mentioned.
So, you know, there are some clerks out there that say that this is not a big deal and that it is, as long as people feel that the election is secure, it's worth the effort. But I know that others are saying that this is a huge inconvenience and that it adds another problem, which is that thumb drive is going to be taken out of the clerk's office. It will be in transit and then dropped off somewhere else. And that's, a leak in the pipeline, potentially. How big of a concern is this for you, and how much of a delay might we see?
Well, I think the delays are going to be dependent upon the clerk's offices and how well prepared they are. Each individual municipality is prepared for those operational challenges. I can tell you, some people said it's not a big deal. It's not operationally, but it does put an additional strain and an additional challenge on clerks to get those results to people quickly, and we know that that's very important for some people. Of course, I know many of my professional colleagues and I, first and foremost, security and accuracy is our main goal, but we understand that expediency as well is important. So I think that it's going to be challenging, not impossible. However, with that, those results being in transit, as you mentioned, they are transitioned by a secured transit bag. However, those results that were modemed directly into the clerk's office, into the county clerk, those are results you'll get right away, and those are verified by the physical data sticks that follow. So I don't really see where I understand the concern, but at the same time, we have many protocols in place to fact check those things.
Was there ever any evidence supplied that these election results that were transmitted by modem, that they were in any way compromised or in any way hacked or changed or anything like that? What was it that sparked this change? Just mere suspicion?
It would seem such. And also, I believe just, you know, the public concern was really fueled. That was a fire that was fueled, I think, by some interests that, you know, maybe wanted to get some political mileage out of that. I can tell you, I did not see any evidence that the results that were transmitted electronically or digitally were compromised in any way. And quite frankly, even if they were, the public should be assured that we have the actual physical original source documents that we can always refer back to. Absolutely.
You have the tabulator tapes. You've got the paper ballots. Yeah.
You have the ballots. You have the tabulator tapes. You have the voter applications. You have everything that you need to verify that those electronically transmitted results are, in fact, the correct and accurate ones.
When people hear the word tabulator and they hear the word modem, There's a concern that that could be used as an avenue to change the tabulations, to change the votes. Now, some of those folks don't understand that this is always going to be matched against the paper ballots. But be that as it may, there's a concern about that being an open digital conduit into that tabulator and that someone with bad intent could create some chaos. When are those modems turned on? Are they on or are they active at all during the tabulating process? Just walk me through those procedures.
Sure. The internet connectivity of those, and of course we don't have them now because the modems have been removed in Macomb County machines, as they have in many other places. But when we did have them, that tabulation of those results, as the ballots are going into that tabulator is keeping track of those results. And then a tape is produced after the polls are closed. We produce a tape. It gives us the results of those ballots that have been tabulated. Only after that tape has been run is that modem then opened up and those results are modemed over to our county clerks.
Okay.
So that particular, now I'm not a cybersecurity expert as far as when you are able to access into that, but I can tell you that the modems are not activated until after the tapes are run and those ballots are fully tabulated.
And then those tapes are checked against the final results that are then transmitted to make sure that those numbers match up as well.
That's correct. In addition to that, we do public accuracy testing prior to the election to ensure that there are no votes stored in those machines. In addition to that, in the morning, there is a zero tape that is run and signed off by all of the election inspectors present to say that there are no votes stored in those machines at the beginning of the day.
And I ask because there are those that have been raising these concerns. Some of the allegations they made have been downright loony. But when they made these allegations about these tabulators being connected to Wi-Fi, the answer was those tabulators are not connected to the internet. Is that true? Because with the presence of the modem, those same individuals have now said, well, see, they told us they weren't connected, but those machines have modems.
Well, I can say this. I have been assured by our vendor, which is ESNS, Election Security Systems and Software, I've been secured that our data transmission and our modems that are in those machines, the technology that is used is military-grade technology. It is the same technology that they use to secure F-16 flight missions. So I'm confident that our security with regards to the tabulators that we use in Macomb County and in Chesterfield Township are secured.
What needs to be done before November? What would you like to see done to make sure that your constituents and my listeners get the election results in a timely manner so that there isn't suspicion?
Well, I think one of the things that certainly the clerk community can do, the Secretary of State's office can do, anyone who's in election administration, it's very important that we educate our voters, we educate the public, we provide them with transparency and information. And I know that word gets thrown around a lot, transparency. We need to be proactive. And we need to encourage people to become involved in the process. Be an election inspector. Be on the front line so you can see exactly how this process works. I think that'll help restore voter confidence. And then from the processing side, again, it's being proactive in making sure that we have buttoned up all of the areas in which there could potentially be vulnerabilities or cause any concern for voters who are casting a ballot in November.
Yeah, I know there are folks out there saying, "Why are we just dealing with this now? why wasn't this confronted several months before the primaries?"
Well, you know, I think different county clerks have been proactive in different areas. I know that our county clerk, Anthony Ferlini, has been very proactive on this particular front. So I know he may be an exception to the rule, but I think it's a good example to follow. I know myself, I just recently held an event in Chesterfield Township that was an election integrity open house, which explained processes, explained what voter fraud is, let people see and experience how our election equipment functions and operates. So again, it's that proactive attempts to bring transparency to the process, why it hasn't been done by others. You know, we're a very decentralized election system here in Michigan. So each individual clerk has control and authority over their own jurisdiction. So let's just hope that everyone takes some advantage of that and becomes more proactive prior to November.
And you have also given us broadcasters the worst possible scenarios, that we may be sitting there on election night with nothing to talk about for a while. But we've been forewarned, so have our listeners,
yes,
and so have your constituents. We thank you for your time, Cindy Berry.
Absolutely, anytime. Thank you for having me.
The Chesterfield Township Clerk, Cindy Berry. It is 4:15 here on News Talk 760 WJR. We broke the news yesterday that Tigers general manager Al Avila had been relieved of his duties. What could come next for the Bengals? We'll find out when we talk to our favorite baseball writer, Lynn Henning, next on The Guy Gordon Show.